The document spells out policies that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil would like to achieve in a coalition government across 10 areas. The opening focuses heavily on the impact of the coronavirus and securing an economic recovery when the health crisis is over. It promises targeted sectoral business plans and also commits to no income tax or USC hikes and no social welfare cuts during the recovery to come. The health section promises a move towards a universal healthcare system with all new consultants to be offered public-only contracts. It's short on specific climate change targets, but says the government would be committed to a new Green Deal and a Citizens' Assembly on biodiversity. On housing, it says the Land Development Agency would be empowered to deliver affordable and social homes and leaves open the door to a possible referendum on housing to lower land prices. It also commits to reduce childcare costs, a living wage, and to set up a unit in the Department of the Taoiseach to look at a united Ireland. A much more left-wing document than what the two parties were offering during the election, but much of it is short on specific targets as Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil's parliamentary parties prepare to debate it this evening.